t-shirts. I'd like to describe some of the ones that we have. We have K-Boo versus the Mediazillas, which is a very colorful t-shirt. It was done by Matt Worker, and it shows, well, dinosaurs, and it's amusing. And we have
it's
a black
sort of
t-shirt.
Godzilla-y.
Yeah.
Godzilla, sort of, eating.
Well, Godzilla's sort of a dinosaur.
City, you know. Yeah, but there's the little K-Boo Community Radio station standing strong. The power of community in little biplanes flying over the Godzilla's heads.
Yeah.
You got to see it to believe it. It's really great. $250 matching grant, y'all. This is really important. It's important to have your support coming into KBOO. $5 a month, as Teresa was saying. Get the shirt by Matt Worker, internationally renowned political cartoonist. It's pretty cool. And it's colorful and it's pertinent. It's relevant. It talks about, in fact, the importance of independent media. You know the importance of independent media. Right now, go ahead, pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. Or online, you can contribute at kboo.fm. In just a few moments, we'll be going ahead and getting ready for Prison Pipeline, another extremely important show. You know, I am so proud of KBOO's critical public affairs programs. We have programs ranging on so many current issues and topics that we need to visit again and again to really understand deeply. And that's what KBOO is here for. We dig deep behind the headlines. We bring you the substantive information. It's not junk food news. It is really kind of fiber-filled. It's chewy. It's got protein. It's really talking about things that are a matter of life and death. You've heard about the blood drive just now on Labor Radio. We've, of course, talked about housing issues. We've talked about the labor struggle for a higher minimum wage and working living wages, really, throughout the country, especially local movement. We have been talking about the drug war and Prison Pipeline coming up now, talking about issues of political prisoners in the states, right? Because we have them. And where do you hear about that? You hear about it on Prison Pipeline. You hear about the drug war on Prison Pipeline. You hear about so many things here on KBOO. Please pick up the phone right now and dial 877-500-5266. Continue your access to independent media. 877-500-5266.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by F&B Cafe and Catering, which operates 3 breakfast and lunch locations in the Portland area and offers a catering menu Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lunch was provided by The Observatory, located at 8115 Southeast Stark. Dinner was provided by Dina Colas, located at 3520 Southeast Powell Boulevard.
You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Up next is Prison Pipeline, followed by Hard Knock Radio at 7. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Aladdin Theater, presenting an evening with session man and solo artist Leon Russell. With a career spanning 50 years, Leon Russell performs Saturday, May 14th. Jefferson Gizzard opens the show, and tickets and information for Leon Russell on May 14th are available online at aladdin-theater.com.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Good evening, greetings, and welcome to Prison Pipeline. Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding the institution of incarceration. We are your hosts this evening, plural, with...
I'm Amy Johnson.
Doug McVeigh.
Emma Lugo.
and Adam Carpinelli here, and we are in a pledge drive, as you probably already heard about it. And if you didn't, we're going to be talking about the importance of the pledge drive in this program in particular, and why we are here to prop up KBOO's efforts.
Yeah, and how we're even involved in KBOO's efforts, which is an amazing thing, true. The Prison Pipeline show. One cool thing we wanted to mention that is during this hour, it is a matching period. So any amount that you donate during the Prison Pipeline show would be doubled. And the number to call to support KBOO is 877-500-5266. Thank you for supporting us. And if you've already supported us, thank you. If you're going to support us, thank you in advance.
And thank you to KBOO for hosting Prison Pipeline. Prison Pipeline is a very unique show. It's a show about the prison industrial complex and about the people who are victims of colonialism, the people who are victims of the incredibly brutal system that incarcerates over 3 million people in this country, where we hold over 22% of the world's prisoners. And it's so important to have this platform and this resource for justice, for doing this kind of very important, really valuable work. And the only way that this kind of work can happen is if you support KBOO. Please, if you can, give, because KBOO really does important work. We reach out to so many communities that are not served by any other major media.
It's true. It's true. The Prison Pipeline, school to prison, just, it's a criminal justice system that we have, unfortunately, in this country. And in spite of the fact we have one of the largest prison populations, police are still unable to clear, that is, find someone to pin the blame on, for about half of the violent crimes that are reported each year, less than 20% of all the property crimes that are reported each year. And those are only the reported crimes. The crimes which go unreported, well, they don't have the time. And maybe it's because they're just too busy locking up the usual suspects. Somebody has to challenge that. Somebody has to speak out. And that's why I'm proud to be here with these folks, because that's what Prison Pipeline Collective is doing, making sure that you, the listeners, are aware of the things that are being done in our name.
And that's what KBOO is doing in a broader sense, too. That same kind of advocacy journalism that is such an important part of KBOO's mission, reaching out to underserved communities, reaching out to communities of color, looking at the places that corporate media neglects, and even public media, other public sources within our community don't pay attention to. KBOO really does. KBOO cultivates programming that serves underserved communities. So we thought we would talk a little bit about why we're here tonight. We would talk about how we got involved in Prison Pipeline and maybe some of our favorite moments. And we're also going to get into upcoming events and talk about future programming before we take it back at 6 before the hour to our Pledge Drive Central. So who would like to start off the show tonight?
Well, I was thinking about how we were talking about community members and issues that don't end up on the airwaves. And the first thing that popped into my mind was the political prisoners and how Adam Carpinelli, one of our hosts, that's one of the issues that he knows a lot about, and some of the recent shows that he's done have been about that. So I was going to ask you if you might want to talk about some of the recent shows you had about that.
Well, sure. And also to connect it to Emma's question, which is the same thing, actually, is the way that I got involved with this program in particular was, way before that I had sort of a radio background doing community radio and but music stuff, not as much political radio. I did a little bit at PSU when I was there. And from activism in the community around political prisoners, in this case, it is Patrice Lumumba Ford, who is the son of Portland founder of the Portland Black Panther Party, which is Kent Ford. This is his son who was locked up. This is kind of right after 9/11. People should check out this case if they're not familiar with the Portland Seven. And there's a long story there. However, being out in the streets, being a person who's, in touch with Kent, trying to support him, trying to support that work around his son, and being out in front of, the Injustice Center, and just, talking to people from KBOO, right, who were, you know, interviewing about the show. One of those people happened to be one of our, I'd like to use the term co-host in a sense because he's still on the sidelines, which is Carlos Chavez, who's doing some other amazing work that I'll just mention in a second. But basically, just from talking to him about the work that I was doing, and then he mentioned, you know, this show, which obviously I was familiar with and had actually been interviewed by Ruth Kovacs before for the show, and actually Karen as well. So talking to him about some radio background and stuff and my interest in this kind of, you know, alternative media reporting, he just said, well, you know, come check this out. And it took a while because I was working on Mondays, you know, to come out and finally get to really meet everybody. Like I said, I knew Ruth and then got to know everybody else. So in that way, it's super personal when you talk about the connections, like how we got involved with the show. And then, of course, definitely, like you mentioned, some of the features of, you know, a lot of things that I talk about is political incarcerations. And partially because, again, it doesn't get spoken about enough. I mean, all incarceration is political. There's also this historical piece that gets overlooked, that we have people who are from, you know, civil rights era, Black liberation movement, Puerto Rican independence, white anti-imperialist. The list goes on of all these different movements that, I mean, you know, are these long enduring legacies that people have fought for. And so a lot of these people, in the last 6 months, we've lost a few people, like Mondo Wilanga, who was part of the Omaha 2 case. He just recently passed away. You know, other people are, you know, they're getting sick and they're aging. So we have to, you know, keep that in mind. So, but I'm always thankful that I made that connection, you know, with Carlos and Karen. And, but, you know, again, we still, play these pieces that Carlos is producing, down in Woodburn, and that is, at the McLaren Youth Correctional Facility. And we play that kind of on a quarterly basis. Now, these are programs that, that young folks are making, while they're spending their time at McLaren. And so, again, talk about Prison Pipeline, the connections that we're making through the airwaves, you know, reaching out and touching somebody. And we do have a lot of people listening right now, you know, from probably Snake River, OSP, again, other
Coffee
youth
Creek.
Correctional
Coffee
facilities,
Creek.
Coffee Creek. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, the list goes on. So again, we're making that connection. We've done that for Valentine's, for holidays, to do shouts out for family members. And y'all have been there too. So now I'm going to get to ask somebody else and how they kind of got involved. And
but before we do, Adam, I just want to say, as I was listening to your story, one of the things about your story that's so unique about KBOO is it just reminded me that anyone can come to KBOO.
Mm-hmm, right.
Anyone who has a story to tell, who wants to get involved in producing journalism, who like has something that they really feel passionate about. KBOO has over 400 volunteers, and the volunteers come and they help out with so many aspects, including constantly producing really original media and getting voices to the community that would otherwise never be heard.
Right.
And people can walk in, like maybe you did one day, and said, I want to get involved in Prison Pipeline. I want to get involved in KBOO. And the reason that we're able to do that is because of your support, because you help give to KBOO. People can come in right off the street and they can tell their stories. And that's incredible power. And this is such an important resource and we don't want to lose it. And that's why it's really important to give.
Yeah. I'll just say the telephone number, since, you know, if people want to call right now while we're chatting, it's 877-500-5266. And I was one of those people who walked off the street and I didn't have the radio background that Adam had of doing music. I had no skills at all, and KBOO trained me from zero. And that's one of the amazing things about KBOO as a resource for our community.
And then through some of your training, you helped to produce the programming that has become, I think, some of the most listened to program on Prison Pipeline, the series of stories that you did. What is the name of that?
Oh, yeah. So I'm getting ready for the last segment of that. I guess it'll be either in May or June. It is called With You on the Journey. And it was an event that happened in October last year. And there were 10 family members and of people who are in prison or were in prison. And we wrote our stories of how our lives have been affected by having someone in prison. I was part of the program, and we recorded it and been playing it in segments. So there have been 5 pieces already, and there'll be a 6th piece.
That was so powerful. It was held down at the Unitarian Church, downtown Unitarian Church, and people who had been deeply affected by having their loved ones incarcerated were able to tell their stories. And wasn't that broadcast here on KBOO as original content?
Yeah, I have been broadcasting pieces of it. It didn't air live, but that's what the show is, the With You on the Journey. If you went to our website, kboo.fm/prisonpipeline, you can see all of the past shows from Prison Pipeline. And the ones that say With You on the Journey, Families of People in Prison Tell Their Stories, you'll see going back to actually, because it was at the end of October last year was when I was able to air the first segment. Mm-hmm. And in that first segment is when I told, or when I aired my monologue, which was about my brother's incarceration, which is how I became involved with the issues of criminal justice, having the personal family connection and wanting to do something. And I saw that there was a sign in KBOO when I came down to volunteer for the news that Prison Pipeline was looking for new members, and
this is
something
involved.
I cared about. So I got involved.
And then you got me involved because I met you over at In Other Words. Yeah. And you were going to In Other Words, to stump for Prison Pipeline to get people to come down and tell their stories because they have the Radical Elders group.
Oh, yeah. I just was listening to them. And I was listening to them talk, and I was like, wow, this should be on the radio.
Right.
So
right.
I stopped and I started talking to them, actually. And then I was like, you know, maybe I could do a show with you sometime. So then we did end up doing a show. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's how a lot of our programming gets produced. People are just thinking maybe they're riding around Portland on their bicycle and they think, oh, I've got a great idea. Or they see something or they hear something. They see something on the street or they hear a story or someone tells them about something that's going on halfway around the world and they find a local connection and they think, oh, you know, I would really love to tell this story. So if they go to the corporate media, will the corporate media tell their story? No. If they go to NPR, will NPR tell their story? Probably not. But if they come to KBOO, KBOO will tell their story. If it's a powerful story, if it's an important story, if it's a personal story, if it's something that they feel passionate about and they're willing to, you know, to do some of the work and make those connections, that story will be told here at KBOO. And that's why this is such an important resource.
Well, one of the stories that you brought to Prison Pipeline recently that I really loved was a story of what's the opposite of penal?
Restorative?
Restorative justice story. Which is, of course, we would like our system to be restorative instead of just punitive. And so your story was a really powerful one of a gentleman who told his story.
That was Hector Black. Hector Black is a he's a Quaker. And he adopted an African-American daughter back in the 60s, he and his wife did. And they raised her. It was kind of a co-adoption because the daughter had really strong family ties with her family of origin, but the mother had been really abused and had like really basically abandoned all of her children. And so the Blacks came in and they offered to help co-raise her daughter. And they raised her and she went to college in Atlanta and she became very successful in her work. She was a librarian. And then one day she was brutally murdered in her home in Atlanta. And the Blacks, through a long process of healing and really looking deep inside, came to the position where they really wanted to understand the story of the person who had murdered their daughter. And they engaged in a conversation with their daughter's murderer, and they learned that of his abuse, of all of the stories that had happened to him, how he came to where he was in life, and how he became the person that he had become. And so they pursued restorative justice, which is understanding that we're all victims, that the people who are incarcerated in our prison industrial complex are victims. They are victims of racism, they are victims of colonialism, they are victims of poverty, they are victims of a system that abandons people that it considers to be less important than other people. And these people that we have abandoned and that we have forgotten about are the people that we are imprisoning. And rather than choosing to just ignore them, the blacks chose to value this person, really advocate for him, because Atlanta is a death penalty state. Mm-hmm. Georgia is a death penalty state. And he could have been put to death, and they went and they spoke at his hearing and talked for his, you know, please ask them to please not give him the death penalty. And it was because of that witnessing that he wasn't. And then they became even deeper friends with him, and they really walked the mile with him. And now that they're regular correspondents, they visit all the time in prison. And he is in prison for the rest of his life, but they're friends, and they've forgiven him, and he's befriended them, and he's asked for forgiveness, and that's very powerful.
And this is why we're kind of amplifying all these voices. KBOO amplifies the voices of communities, and this program does that as well. And anybody just tuning in, this is the Prison Pipeline program on KBOO 90.7 FM. We are in our pledge drive, and we have numbers that you need to press on your phone right now, which are, can you help me with the number, please?
877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. So I wanted to ask Doug McVeigh about, he's one of our hosts here, who's been a little bit quieter during this segment, and we're getting close to the end.
We're almost out of time.
So how did you get involved with Prison Pipeline, and what did you want to talk about this evening?
Well, I just, I've been pitching since earlier, so it was easy. It was nice to take a quick break and not be chatting away. But Prison Pipeline's a great show, and it underscores the value. There's a cultural shift where we're starting to understand that horribly punitive penalties and harsh punishments really don't work, and there's a lot more that needs to be done to fix this criminal justice system we have. I've done drug policy, criminal justice, and public health work for the better part of 3 decades. And when I came to KBOO, I wanted to learn how to put the knowledge that I've gotten, the resources I have, to good use. And the Prison Pipeline Collective seemed like a good group of people that I wanted to try and see what I could do to help. This is it's a good show, and it's a good cause. And KBOO is the same. I mean, as Adam was saying, it amplifies the voices of those who are not necessarily being heard. And you can make sure that continues to happen by just picking up your phone and pressing in those digits. 877-500-5266.
Your contribution will be matched. Doubled.
Indeed. It's a matching pledge only until the end of the hour, so you only have another 7.5 minutes to make that call. Of course, if you're listening online, kboo.fm, and click on the donate button. You know, you'll find past shows, as Amy was saying, many of our shows are there on the website. You can listen again to some of the stuff. If 6:30 on a Monday isn't your most convenient time, you can always catch the show later on. That's the convenience of the internet. It's a great thing, isn't it? But that's, you know, it's about community and raising awareness. And I'm just real grateful to you for allowing me in. I had my first show a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah. My friend Jason Zeidenberg from out in D.C. And, you know, it's dry, it's boring, it's policy stuff. Yeah, but you know, this policy stuff can work. His organization, Justice Policy Institute, the work that they did, they're largely responsible for the passage of the Prison Rape Elimination Act and for making the Justice Department gather data on sexual victimization and violent victimizations inside of prisons. The stuff we know about, we now know happens. The data that we need to make good policy is because of the work of people like that. I'm real proud that I could bring his voice and the work that they're doing to the airwaves here.
Oh my gosh, we're almost out of time. What happened to our our half hour. It's almost over. Yeah. Thank you. And before we go, though, I wanted to really thank Karen. Karen has been such an important part.
James.
And Karen, one of my favorite moments here on KBOO was when Karen interviewed Van Jones. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That just was so, I was so proud of KBOO and so proud of Karen for reaching out and getting that interview. I think that that was very unique and really, you know, so, but Karen has contributed so much to this collective. Yeah. And for me, one of the most powerful stories was when Karen talked about the incarceration of her son and With You on the Journey. That just made me cry to hear that story.
And one thing I always value about Karen's reporting for Prison Pipeline is she really talks about a lot of local issues, and she is really connected in what the bills are that are being mm-hmm. talked about in Oregon and being passed that impact our communities. So she's one of the collective members that you really want to make sure you hear her shows when they come up. That's Karen James.
But we need to go back to Pledge Central.
What's next week?
Oh, yeah. So next week I'll be airing an interview. It's a Mother's Day special. So I'm actually talking to my mom about the incarceration of my brother and how it's been affecting her. So that's what's coming up next week. And again, if you'd like to listen to any of the past Prison Pipeline shows, it's on kboo.fm. You can like us on Facebook.
Yep.
Great.
And thank you to our engineer, Danielle.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you. Let's head back over to Pledge Central because I know they're busy over there.
Free them all.
We've been talking about the mass incarceration Jim Crow emergency here in the United States. It's that bad. And if you would like to join KBOO and do something about it by joining community radio and keeping this sort of programming on the air, the number to call is 877. That's toll free. 500, approximate number of years of white supremacy in this hemisphere. 5266 spells KBOO. 877-500-5266. And I would like to encourage you to join, especially at this moment, because we have a matching grant. Right, Ani?
That's absolutely right, Teresa. We have a matching grant. A generous and anonymous donor will match $250. And right now we are looking to raise the support that we need for the public affairs this evening. You heard from Labor Radio and the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists earlier. You've just heard from members of the Prison Pipeline Collective. This is an important block of programming, really life and death programming, from communities that are hard hit and left out of corporate-owned media. That's why KBOO's here. That's why we exist. And we exist through your contributions. We are membership-fueled, volunteer-driven, people-powered radio, handcrafted radio, if you will, giving you the street view of what's going on in and around our communities currently and how they tie together, right? So we were just hearing about how members of our communities were affected by the mass incarceration system and the criminally unjust system that we have around us, and how they came into KBOO and learned how to become content creators, program producers, hosts of these programs, because they have stories that they know so well, and they know how to get the information out there that needs to be gotten out there so that we can take right action together. Call this number, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Help us raise this $250 matching grant for this evening's programming, and let us know that you're there, that you're active in our communities, that you are doing your part to help change the world, to make the world a better place. KBOO is a part of that effort. We need you to be there with us. 877-500-5266. Just $10 a month, $20 a month, $15 a month, whatever it is you can afford, we would love to accept. Jump on in. The water's just fine. We want to thank Karen for renewing. Thank you ever so much, Karen. Your donation is doubled right now through this generous matching grant. It's a pretty exciting moment. And so we just need to hear from a couple more folks to raise that goal and make sure that we can raise that $250 match. Do it right now, 877-500-5266.
It's pretty warm right now, but by 1 a.m. you'll be wanting a hoodie, and have we got a hoodie for you. We've got the KBOO, KBOO Tower hoodie, and it's got a very demanding design on the front. Everyone seems to like it. $20 a month is the only way to get it. And the only way to get it is call 877-552-66. Now, it has to be you and it has to be now. And we do have an emergency in this country with so many people in prison, on parole, on probation.
You know, like 2.25 million.
Yeah. And, you know, when like you've got a situation in which there are four times too many people in prison, stands to reason that 3 out of 4 ought to be let the hell out right now.
I'd say maybe and, even 99
since we
times too many.
Can't go to...
Maybe 100.
Yeah, who knows? Can't go to those prison bars with a nice flask of liquid nitrogen and a hammer. We're going to have to get the word out. And that means that you need to join KBOO, 877-552-66. Shout out to everyone picking up our program right now in prison. We do want to break those bars, 877-552-66, 877-500-KBOO.
Community radio breaking down the barriers, and we need to hear from you. We just have a few moments left. It's kind of like the clock. It's counting down. We got like a half a minute. Please do call us right now. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO. Online at KBOO.FM. But do make your money count twice. Right now, contribute. Your community radio station, KBOO Portland. 877-500-5266.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Pan-African Film Series. This month, May 18th at 6 p.m., will be A Message from Women in Gambia at the Smith Student Union at Portland State University. A Message from the Women of Gambia will feature young women organizers from the All African Women's Revolutionary Union and the All African People's Revolutionary Party speaking about organizing for Pan-Africanism in Gambia and throughout Africa. Again, that's a message from the Women of Gambia, a part of the Pan-African Film Festival, Wednesday, May 18th at 6 p.m. at the